For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to pop in here for a couple minutes? I can say hello to you. Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Ryan Poles is the first Bears GM / VP of player personnel to sign his initial draft pick since Dave Wonstadt and Rod Grave drafted Curtis Conway in 1993.
Curtis Conway, my first draft pick. Seaway, my guy.
The last bona fide top of the draft defensive lineman is Dan Williams from Toledo. The Chicago Bears could choose him with their next selection. And remember, Dave Wonstadt, this is the first pick of his era, and he knows the value of defensive linemen. Here's the Bears pick.
The Chicago Bears select Curtis Conway, wide receiver, University of Southern California.
He broke bad on you, coach. He comes out and says, the handcuffs are off. I'm finally going to get some passing.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock here in the city. Beautiful. But that song means that our buddy Dave Wonstadt lurks. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Coach.
What's happening? How's things in the sunny Chicago?
Not bad today, Coach, but boy, it's better to see you. There he is. Look at that man. The hair, the mustache, the palm trees behind him.
The grace.
Oh, the grace, the flowing robes. Man, looks good. Missed you, Coach.
Well, yeah, it's you know what? Cheers. It's 5 o'clock down here, so I'm having me a Bradshaw bourbon, and that's the end of the story, you know?
Yeah, good for you, Coach, as you should. You deserve it. Look, the draft is a week from today, which is amazing that we're already there. But we'll get to that. But the Bears assistant coaches talked today, and you have been very thoughtful when telling people the difference between Dennis Allen's defense and Matt Eberflus's defense. In that regard, they just re-signed Kyler Gordon. What do you think of that fit, Kyler Gordon for Dennis Allen, and how that's going to play out this year?
Well, I knew that in Matt Eberflus's defense, Kyler Gordon was probably the most important guy. And a nickelback in today's world fits that mold because they, number one, just because a team is in third down and six or third down and 10 doesn't necessarily guarantee you that they're going to throw the ball. So when you have a guy that's a good nickel, and Kyler Gordon's as good as there is in the league, that can play the run and the pass, I mean, that's special. And I think last year we saw examples of Gordon blitzing. He can blitz. We saw him stopping the run. So he's a physical player and obviously defending the pass. So that nickel guy, he has to be kind of an ultra defensive back. You got to be able to cover receivers. You got to be able to play the run physical. And because you're so close to the line of scrimmage, you got to be able to be an effective blitzer. And Gordon does all those things. So, I mean, Ryan Poles, I don't care what scheme you're running, you know, Flusa's scheme or Dennis Allen's scheme or whatever scheme, it doesn't matter. You want a guy like Kyler Gordon is valuable to you, okay, for all the reasons that I just said. So I think it was a great sign. And I'm going to jump into my man T.J. Edwards. I don't think anybody plays harder on that defense than T.J. Edwards. For 3 years, the guy, what, over 100 tackles every year, you know, was their leading tackler. I mean, that is a great effort, and he played the same way at Wisconsin. I remember doing the Big Ten TV shows and talking about what great effort he gave at Wisconsin. This guy is a winner. I think that's two great signs by and you know, give credit to Ryan Poles, give credit to Dennis Allen, too, because he's looking at this thing and saying, who do I want off this defense? Who do we want back? And he says, hey, I want Kyler Gordon, look, and I want T.J. Edwards. Look at their, you know. So that was two really good signs for the Bears.
Dennis Allen said today that he might expand Kyler Gordon's role and might even have him play a little bit of outside corner or maybe safety. That's a lot to ask a player to be able to absorb some of those concepts from a different position. How would you go about doing that if you saw a player that had all sorts of talent and you wanted to figure out more ways to get him on the field?
Well, you know, and back if you're facing a team, let me just say this, that's not using three wide receivers a lot, that's using two or three tight ends, that's using two backs in the backfield, now you can get away with your linebackers being on the field. And now you have the luxury of moving Gordon outside. But if you're facing a team, which in the NFL is the majority of teams, where it's going to be three wide receivers, particularly in passing situations, that's where Gordon fits. So maybe on first and second down, he's talking about playing them outside. And then on third down, he's talking about moving them inside. That's probably the thought process there. As far as its safety, could he play safety? I'm sure he could. I'm sure he could. But I think it would be more of a outside, okay, third down, there and three wide receivers. Now let's move him inside. I think that's probably a little closer to him being able to handle. And teams do that. I mean, teams do that now. I mean, when I was at the Dolphins, it was Terrell Buckley. We moved him inside. I'm trying to think who my nickelback was at the Bears that we moved inside. When we were at Dallas, it was a safety. It was Darren Woodson was our safety, and we moved him from safety down to nickel. So, you know, you can do it, but that nickel position is so critical. When it's third down and five, think about it. You want to make sure you take the high percentage throws away. And that slot receiver, that's a high percentage throw for a quarterback on any level. So you got to make sure you have a good guy there.
Well, that's interesting the way that you're talking about it. So it used to be that you'd move somebody else to the nickel from another spot. And Dennis Allen now thinking about using his nickel in another spot because he's so good. It's interesting because we know how excited he is. He brought up Kyler Gordon like unsolicited at his opening press conference. I think Dennis Allen as a defensive thinker is a guy who keeps evolving and keeps adapting. Don't you, Coach? I think he's very creative.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. And you know what? Without studying every play of every game, he might be looking at this tape and saying, hey, I know what we got in Johnson, okay? But I'm not sold on Stevenson. I don't know if Stevenson is the man-to-man corner that can run my scheme effectively. You know, I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm just saying maybe that's how he's looking at it. And he's saying, you know what? I like Gordon covering guys better in critical situations than Stevenson or Terrell Smith. He would be, if right now, if we just stacked them, who's our best cover guys? I mean, this is all speculation. Maybe they have Gordon as the second best cover guy ahead of Terrell Smith and ahead of Stevenson. I don't know. But if that's the case, that would even give more substance to making that move.
Dave Wannstedt joining us here on The Score. Obviously, you talk to people all over football, college football, pro football. As you've talked to people over the last few weeks, what do you think the Bears' biggest need is that you feel comfortable they can address in this year's draft?
Wow. Well, there's going to be, let me just back up, because the defensive linemen, okay, when you look at the Philadelphia Super Bowl, and everybody, if you just watch that game, you'd say, I take a defensive lineman without a question. Well, you got to look at the scheme, okay? Vic is not a big pressure guy. He'll do it if he has to. Bruce was not a big pressure guy. He would do it if he had to. Dennis Allen likes to do a little more pressure. You don't need to have the great, great pass rushers to be a good pressure team, because they're not beating guys one-on-one all the time. They're bringing pressure, and you're getting guys on the edges. You're outnumbering guys and on and on and on. Okay, it's endless. So I think for their scheme, and what you look at over the 3 years with Ben Johnson, the one thing that they did that set up everything else at Detroit, let me ask you guys, was what?
Run the ball, coach.
No question. Run the football. How do you take pressure off your quarterback? Run the football. What else did they do? They played with Jared Goff. He played a lot of under center. We had Troy Aikman on the show. That was driving Troy Aikman crazy. Why isn't Caleb Williams, if he's under center, everything can be steps, everything can be timing. It helps the lineman. It helps the receiver. It helps the running game. It helps the movement passes. That's all what Ben Johnson does. That's what he did, at least, at Detroit. So, to me, if they could take that running back at 10, I think he's a Bear. I mean, that would be my pick. And, now I haven't studied him either. I mean, I'm just going off of what everybody's saying, that he's, that he's a difference maker and he's a great player. And, I studied him some before the Penn State game. I'll take that back. I did. The guy, he could be a difference, because it's obvious to me, Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator when we got DeAndre Swift. And DeAndre Swift's a heck of a player. This is not coming down on DeAndre Swift. But he does. I said that from day one on your show last year when I watched him run. I said, this guy's not a between-the-tackle runner.
Yeah, you did.
Throw him the ball on the screen. Get him the ball on the edge, and he's going to make plays for you. But he's not going to run between the tackles. That's just not his forte. Not his fault. Everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses. So I think the kid from Boise, if you want a guy that will run between the tackles and take pressure off that offensive line and take pressure off of Caleb, I think he's your guy. If you can get him at 10.
All right, so that's a great answer and great context thinking about this team and what they need. If I told you it's not running back, let's say they decided to get running back at 39 or 41. Maybe it's Travion Henderson. Maybe it's Quinshon Judkins, one of the Ohio State kids, whatever. So if it's not going to be running back, what's next after that? With all the context that you just provided, what's after that?
You know what? I can't tell you how good these offensive linemen are, but I'm going to give Ryan Poles credit and say that he really paid these guys money. They like him. I've been on the bandwagon for a center for 2 years. Okay. 2 years, but they signed obviously the good kid from, from Atlanta.
Dahlman.
And Dahlman and he can move and he's athletic and he can do everything that they want to do. So let's assume that's okay. I'm good with the left tackle with Borman. I'm fine at left tackle. I would probably look at defensive line and say, okay, if there's a dominant deep, I would never you know, the linebacker thing, we're good on linebackers. I don't see us taking a safety that high. I don't think you have to, you know, unless Dennis Allen is so down on our corners that he doesn't like Stevenson, he doesn't like Terrell Smith. You know, I don't know that they would take a corner, but to me, it's got to be defensive line or corner as the next pick.
I want to go back to Caleb Williams for a second, because now we've had a chance to listen more to Ben Johnson discussing. They've actually had some OTAs already. It looks like that Ben Johnson wants to, I think in a very good way, put stress on Caleb Williams to try to get him up to speed as quickly as possible. Is that what you're hearing too when you hear him talk publicly, that they want to try and get to as good as he can be as quickly as possible?
Yeah, and I think that will be not, I don't want to say easy to accomplish, but it's a realistic goal, because it's a new offense. And when you put in a new offense, and I've lived this dozen times at different places on all levels, you know, the burden falls on your quarterback, because he's got to know the terminology. Everybody thinks the quarterback has to know the snap count. No. He's got to know the line blocking. He's got to know the pass protections, right? He's got to know the routes of every receiver. He's got to know the adjustments if they change the coverage for every receiver versus every coverage. He's got to know the running back if they change the run from the run right to the left, exactly what's going on. So I don't think it's going to be a burden on Caleb physically at all. I think if he's putting pressure on him, I think the pressure is mentally, you know, we want to be ready to go week one, and you have to be. We can only go as far as mentally what you can handle, and so hey, you got to get the, you got to study this stuff. It's like being back in college or high school, and you got to study this, and you got to know this inside out, and you got to be able to communicate it to me, and you got to be able to communicate it to your teammates. That's the only way that we're going to progress at a fast pace. Coach, that's what I would take out. Not the physical part. That's easy. He's going to have to do probably less physical stuff than what he did last year.
We miss you, Coach. We truly do.
Well, you know what? I guess I'm coming in next week. I got a flight scheduled, so I don't know if Mitch and those guys give me some work, I'll be in. I'm kidding. I'll be there. I'll be there on draft night. I'll be in the studio, and then I don't know what else. I got a couple shows there. So I will be in Chicago for a week doing the NBC. I'm doing Big Ten Network. I got a lot of good stuff going on with the draft in Chicago. People are excited. You know, we got three good picks, four good picks. We should be able to get three good starters out of this draft.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot to be optimistic about going forward.
We will see you next week, Coach.
Okay, didn't mean to bother you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Never bothering
appreciate
us.
That. Ever. I just appreciate his concern. He knows we're busy, you know? Knows we got a lot going on, and he just doesn't want to bother us.
What do we have next?
Oh, man, we got categories. It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
That's right, Triple H.
Quick question, though. Did you know that Wani was okay with Braxton Jones at left tackle? He brushed that off. That surprised me, that he's okay with the left tackle plan. You know? There's an interesting conversation going down the list of needs. He's all right with that. I'm not necessarily all right with that, but I think Poles is going to win that. Poles is going to win that one. So
it's something that we can discuss next week. What are we doing next?
Well, Lawrence, there's a few other things I'd like to discuss. No, categories. We're playing the game. So let's go. Let's take a break and play it on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on The Score.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories, where Matt Spiegel comes up with a bunch of categories for us, and we try to figure out what the answers are.
Yeah, you do. Couple of sports categories, one non-sports, based on things that have been discussed and dealt with on the show during the course of the week. Listeners, play along wherever you are. All right, so I told you yesterday I was thinking about trying to find the top scorers in NBA play-in tournament history. You can't find them because those numbers don't exist.
As Tanny told you.
But I have the top 30 scorers in NBA playoff history. These are the people who have scored the most points in the history of the NBA playoffs. I'll go ahead and tell you that of the 30 that I have right here, 6 of them are active. Just so you get a context for how many active, how many in the past, because there's more games than there used to be, that kind of thing. So I thought I would offer that. Lawrence, you can go first. The top 30 scorers in NBA playoff history.
Michael Jordan.
Number 2 at 5987. Tanny.
LeBron James.
8162. Number 1 all time.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, number 7 at 4,900 points.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bean Bryant, number 4 all-time in NBA playoff scoring.
The logo, Jerry West.
Jerry West, number 10 all-time.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, ladies and gentlemen, number 12 all-time in NBA playoff scoring.
Larry Bird.
Number 14 all-time. Tanny.
Do we say Magic yet?
We did not say Magic Johnson, number 8.
Well, I don't want to say him. Oh okay, go ahead.
Was there another
saving
Magic?
Him for later. No,
was it Magic
the Gathering?
Magic Leibowitz.
Magic Irvin Johnson, as he was referred to.
Magic Johnson, number 18.
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, number 6 all time in NBA playoff scoring.
Hakeem Olajuwon
is, of course, number 17 on the list for NBA playoff scoring. Guy's doing very well. Tanny.
Did we say Shaq yet?
Not yet. Shaquille O'Neal, number 5 all time.
The top German, Dirk Nowitzki.
He is the number 1 German on this list. Number 19 for all time scorers.
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing is a worthwhile guess.
Ooh.
Patrick,
that was going to be my next one, Lawrence.
Ewing, would you believe it? is not in the top 30.
Dang.
Patrick Ewing.
I should have gone with my other guess.
I would have thought he would be.
Me too?
Yeah. No.
Well, I guessed it.
No, but that makes sense. No Patrick Ewing. Lawrence is out. Tanny.
Do we say D. Wade yet?
Dwayne Wade.
Love that.
Has not been said. Where's Dwayne?
Did he play enough?
Number 13 okay. All time in NBA playoff scoring.
Tanny's guy, one of his idols, Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, no. The mailman, number 8 all time in playoff scoring. Tanny.
Charles Barkley.
Charles, fitting by the way that we're back to the Dr. NBA and the hoops junkie. Charles Barkley is not in the top 30 for NBA playoff scoring.
I don't know
scoring.
If I have another one anyway, Tanny.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Did we hit all the moderns already?
You said there were 6 active, right? We only named, like, how many? Like, 4?
You named LeBron and Durant, Curry, and Curry. There's Durant. three more actives.
James Harden?
Number 16 is James Harden.
Way to go, Shane.
Good job, Shane. The other actives, Klay Thompson and Chris.
He went off last night.
Yes, he did, and it didn't count, though.
Oh, that's right. Not a playoff game.
And Chris Paul. Those are the two other actives. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would have been number 3 on the list. Julius Erving, Tony Parker, John Havlicek, and others. Scottie Pippen on the list, number 20 all time.
You mentioned Havlicek, that Celtic City on Max, the Bill Simmons Celtics doc. Really good.
Is it really good
so far? Yeah.
Gotta watch
and shout
that.
Out to Anthony Heron texting Candace Bergen for no reason.
Candace Bergen.
It was when we did SNL categories.
Got it.
We kept on saying Candace Bergen. He's right all the time.
Next category. Francisco Lindor is once again going to be the captain of Team Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
And about a week and a half ago, he reached his 1,500th hit. That makes him 24th on the list of active Major League Baseball players in hits. Francisco Lindor is 24. I need the 23 in front of him. Active leaders in hits in Major League Baseball. Tanny.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper, number 10 on the list.
Manny Machado.
Manny Machado, number 5 on the list.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, number 11 on the list.
Freddie Freeman.
Number 1, 2,277 hits for Freddie Freeman. Shane.
Why am I drawing such a blank?
Because we don't watch baseball anymore. Or you watch the Cubs only.
I do watch the Cubs, yeah. Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve, number 2 on the list. 2,255 hits.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is number 12 on the list. 1,632 hits.
Let's go with more Astros here. Carlos Correa?
I don't believe he's played enough so far.
Oh, no.
On Carlos Correa.
I'm just going to go back to my Audible app and listen to William Friedkin's autobiography.
Oh, ooh, good choice.
That. Oh, that's good choice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado, number 6 on the list. Available. Cubs interested in giving the Cardinals some prospects for Nolan Arenado?
Andrew McCutchen.
Number 3 on the list. Very
he's
nice.
Retired yet?
No,
he got hit in the head days ago.
You know how you avoid that? You retire.
Yeah, that is one way to do it.
I don't know. I might have to give this one to Lawrence.
Active hits leaders. Take a guess. Good ball players.
He's actually the Pirates owner that hit him, which was really sad. trying to alienate the fan base.
Just emotionally. Only emotionally.
Mookie Betts.
Already been guessed.
Oh, my bad.
Take another one.
All right. I think I might be Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant, no, not on this list of the top 23 active. Lawrence got another one just for fun.
Paul Goldschmidt,
number 4 on the list. Very nice. Here's the rest of the top 10: Carlos Santana, DJ LeMahieu, no Juan Uribe, Xander Bogaerts,
David Eckstein.
No,
he's definitely not on that list.
Nick Castellanos,
Roger Bozart.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Christian Yelich, Sal Perez, Justin Turner, and Jason Hayward, local guys, are in there.
Neil Walker not on that list?
Not on that list. Marcus Semien, Jose Ramirez, those are others. But anyway, there they are. Now, your third category. We're rocking and rolling. Our thoughts go out to all those affected by the earthquake in San Diego. this week.
Okay.
Yeah, you missed it. Craig Counsell was spooked by it.
I heard it. I heard it. He said he ran down the stairs.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Wasn't for no reason.
Well, that's a big reason.
Because of a 5.2 earthquake.
Yeah.
And he was on the 12th floor.
I'll go ahead and cross that one off the list of 18 natural hazards identified by FEMA in its National Risk Index. These are national hazards that could happen in America. Earthquake is obviously one of them.
Why'd you take it away from us? That could have been a guess.
Because that's the reference point for how we got here.
Okay.
So I needed like Francisco Lindor before him. But before the earthquake, Mr. Earthquake. Tanny?
It's Mr. Earthquake to you.
Shane, let's go first, okay? All right.
Wait, who's going first? Am I going first?
You went first last time.
Tanny, I just want to let you know that Shane's going first.
I'm sorry. Is this Def Comedy Jam Comedians Earthquake Comic View? How about a hurricane?
No. That's,
I go first.
Shane goes first. Shane, you want a hurricane?
Yeah, let's go with hurricane.
All right, hurricane is correct.
Jesus Christ.
Lawrence, I need a natural hazard from you, sir.
Tornadoes?
Oh, tornado is, of course, on the list. Tanny.
Shane, natural hazard.
He really is. Actually, he's an international hazard.
Yeah. They don't like me in Denmark.
Typhoon?
That's why I come to work. To hear Tanny hopefully guessing typhoon.
I'll just go back to William Friedkin's book here, if it's not typhoon. And if it's not typhoon, what are we doing here? Who wants to be inside one of those?
It is not typhoon.
Oh, sorry, FEMA. It doesn't meet your standards. So disastrous. The typhoon, for God's sake.
Natural hazards.
They ran out of funding to name more.
Yeah. I guess these are ones that could happen in the USA, right? If FEMA's listing them, these would be a natural hazard that it could happen in America.
Avalanche. So,
avalanche is absolutely correct. Avalanche is correct.
If it's FEMA, flooding?
You bet. You bet. Could you be more specific on the flooding?
See, this Flash. Is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so this is a bad category, Speak.
Screw you.
This is not pop culture.
No, it is. Coastal flooding. I'll give you both flooding. Coastal flooding and river flooding. I'll give you both flooding. There you go.
Okay.
Shane, back to you.
Fire.
You damn right. A wildfire. Absolutely. Come on, this is...
My guy, Boog.
They call it Van Colden Wildfire. Yes, Lawrence, back to you. What else?
Landslide.
Damn right. Landslide.
You've been afraid of changes?
Yes.
Downhill movement of soil, rock, or debris. Back to you, Shane.
Tsunami.
Damn right. Tsunami, a large wave caused by an earthquake, volcanic eruption, or landslide under the ocean.
Arctic, whatever those things are.
Arctic.
Freezing.
The Arctic monkeys.
Arctic, not the Arctic monkeys. They're great. Polar vortex. That's what I meant.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to give him just winter weather is
what?
One of the categories there.
See, this is why.
God, you are just thinking over backwards with him this round. That's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, I said typhoon. I should have just said wind, apparently.
That's disgusting.
Actually.
Wind is one of them. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Shut up! Everyone, stop!
You're making this fun.
Shane, go ahead.
Wait. Heat wave.
What's that?
Heat wave.
Heat. Damn right. Heat wave is, of course, a natural hazard. I gave Lawrence winter weather, even if just to extend the category.
High
it's
winds.
A bad category, though.
Strong wind. Sustained high winds that can cause damage to structures and property. Absolutely.
Maury's wigs never come off.
Just a few more. Shane?
I think I might be out.
Yeah.
Just say something snow-related.
Hey, Speaks, how about you give me one for free?
Okay. Actually, I already did. I referenced one in describing another natural disaster that you guys haven't referenced yet. I referenced
Did someone
one.
Say tornado?
Yes. Do-do-do-do.
Don't say typhoon. Not dangerous enough, apparently.
Not in FEMA's eyes.
Volcano eruption.
Yes, volcanic
okay.
activity.
Go.
Okay, all right.
Good pull. I referenced it in possibly causing a tsunami. There's only four more here.
I'm going to go infestation.
There's no infestation. I'm sorry. Shane, do you have another natural hazard you'd like to mention?
Can you give me a season that it associates with?
There's winter.
Just say winter.
Icicles. Ice storm.
Ice, there we go.
Falling icicles,
damn
ice
right.
storm.
Ice storm,
that's
absolutely.
A fun movie.
It's really not. It's very
it's sad. Really
sad. Ang Lee, it's so sad.
My meteorology training.
Ice storm
through.
Is correct. The only ones left, hail, drought and cold wave. So cold weather, like a heat wave. Burning
cold
in my heart.
Wave?
Yes. Dude. I would have given it to you. All you had to say was extreme cold, and that would have been it. There's a better category than you guys think.
I mean, that's what Lauren said. He said polar vortex.
Yeah, I guess that would have been cold wave.
Oh, see?
What is a polar vortex if it's on a cold wave?
I don't know. It's polar vortex is specifically the wind pattern as it comes down from the Arctic, right? I do believe.
Which makes it...
a cold wave. None of you named drought. But or hail.
I said Mike Trout in the last category.
Yeah, you did. Lightning also would have been fine.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning. There you go.
I forgot all about lightning. Thoughts
and prayers to Craig Council and everybody that survived the earthquake.
A little scary.
All right. Well, there it is. The winner is Shane Reardon.
Shane, have a day for yourself today,
that's right,
buddy.
Man. Killing it.
It's those raspberries. Yeah.
No brownie today, though, I noticed.
I didn't go back to the CVS. This is a giant cosmic brownie that he got.
It was huge. I don't need another one of those for a year.
Well, I go get the B12 shot every month. So I'm thinking like once a month. I can just pick you up one while I'm there. That works out, right?
Tanny gives me my B12 shot. We've got some back here. We got them at Farm and Fleet.
That's where you can find value. That's what I heard about Farm and Fleet.
I know when he drops his pants when I walk in the room. He wants his B12 shot.
B12 day.
That's what he wants. When we come back, a historic... And the Rock means historic. Chicago team emerges into the pop culture bloodstream. You're not going to believe this. Next on The Score.
Esa Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Add up.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Chicago sports for sure.
That's the Jeopardy music right there.
Our buddy Roy Wood Jr. has been playing in Celebrity Jeopardy.
I saw that he was doing that. How's he been doing? Have you watched it at all?
Pretty well.
He's a smart man. It's a very, very smart individual.
He joked about how he got some categories, though, that were like wheelhouse for him. And I think one of them was HBCUs. And he's like, perfect. Let's go.
That's amazing. I'll take Cubs of the 1980s.
He'll be all over that.
Yeah, he would.
But I think he went on a run of the HBCU category, as he should.
I got this sent to me by like three different people. Did anybody send this to you?
No, I'm still like, when you guys said you had something, I kind of left it alone because I wanted to be surprised with what it is. Okay.
What was the category, Tanny? We just played categories.
Baseball.
Oh, it's
just
category.
Baseball, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Baseball 400.
This team went a memorably bad 41-121 in 2024, though unlike in 1919, they did try their best.
Oh.
Andrew.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
That's right.
Oh, no.
No, but seriously, who are the Chicago White Sox?
Why are the Chicago White Sox?
Why are the Chicago White Sox?
How about the dual daggers inside of the question?
Yeah, man. You got to take a shot at 1919. Really?
Baseball 400.
This team went a memorably bad 41-121 in 2024, though unlike in 1919, they did try their best. Andrew.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
That's right.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
You really are. I did, taking it
from Ken Jennings.
Is it a triple?
He's a virgin.
Is it a triple dagger? Like, the first dagger is... they lost a lot of games. Second dagger is, oh, remember when they threw the damn series?
Remember when they just gave away a World
right.
Series?
And either the third dagger or like the augmentation of the first dagger is they were trying and they were still this bad.
That's a good point.
You know, they're leaning in. That's a solid 2.5 daggers.
It's a triad of White Sox disrespect.
It's so disrespectful.
The dagger!
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
Oh, man. That's not going to be useful. There's no way that comes up later, that's like in the holster for Chris Tannehill. No way. Oh, man.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
The White Sox. They're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
They are.
Key is doing a lot of work there.
They are going to have Ice Cube bobblehead night, though.
Are they really?
Yes. And
that's
when they
cool.
do it, I'm going to be like, give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time Jack move. Chilly chill. Yo, homie, let the track move.
That's understandable. Yeah. That's understandable that you would do that. That's cool. Yeah. I didn't realize they're going to do that. But, I mean, that's the fashion has become part of the iconography of hip-hop and more.
The White Sox cap, and specifically like Ice Cube wearing a White Sox cap, is a big part of it. I did say, because we were talking about it in one of my many group chats, and I feel like you have to put the sunglasses are not on Ice Cube on the White Sox's bobblehead, and I feel like you have to put them on there a little bit.
But that's for Eazy-E more than it is for Cube, isn't
it? It's for Cube, too, but fine. If they don't want to do it, that's fine. But it looks very much like Chance the Rapper bobblehead.
You're saying all bobbleheads look alike?
Is that what you're saying? You get a mold. Look.
To be clear, I'm not saying that.
The fire made me a bobblehead.
Did they really?
Yeah, I have a bobblehead from the fire, and it's great. Like, he's got a little microphone, the whole nine
so
yards.
Like Lovie Smith's bobblehead?
It looks like Darren Jackson's bobblehead.
Well,
and
you know,
I'm just sitting there going, and I'm going, oh yeah. So there's someone had a Darren Jackson bobblehead and put a fire uniform on him.
They repurposed.
Put
it.
Holmes on the back of the jersey or the kit, and they sent it my way.
You don't look dissimilar to Darren Jackson, though.
No, the DJ and I. That's fairly close.
Right, I can see that.
That's fairly close, although he still has like a full head of hair.
He's such a good man.
He really is.
I'm such a
one
fan of
my
that guy.
Favorite people. Like, you walk into the ballpark,
oh,
and you see Darren Jackson, like, you feel pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a great sense of gratitude for where he is and getting to do it, and a calm about. I can say this for sure. Len Casper adores working with Darren Jackson,
as he should.
Yep.
DJ's like he knows his stuff. He's a good partner. He has been through it.
Yep.
And you're right. I think that there is a level of, I really like doing this job, and I really like doing this job with Len.
Yeah, they got a good thing, man. They got a really serene, comfortable thing. And I know Len is all about making it as comfortable as possible. Can I make a real point on the White Sox real quick here?
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
How are the Chicago White Sox?
Them being this bad, and they got drummed again today, 8-0 by Sacramento.
They're not. Look, this freaked me out yesterday, and I showed Tanny, and it bothers me. I love the MLB app, the At-Bat app. I spend a lot of time on the MLB At-Bat app.
Mm-hmm.
And even inside, I'm on MLB.com right now.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers, Los Angeles Angels, Seattle Mariners, Athletics. There is no city associated with the Athletics. And you know how, like, you have the little widgets of, like, hey, there's the Cub logo or there's the White Sox logo.
Yeah, there's no secret.
It's a baseball.
Damn.
That's like, all it is.
It's like the Utah Hockey Club.
Yes. I was like,
Washington football team.
I can't remember that ever being a thing.
Yeah, that's sad.
And I looked at that. I was like, wow, they are a nondescript team with no home.
Here's my
sorry.
No, you're good. I get it. It's understandable. And your thoughts on the minor league ball club, the minor league parks being used, it's embarrassing. That whole thing is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and I don't think they're going to make it to Vegas.
The Sox being this bad is coming with some upside for the viewer, and I'll tell you why. They're being more aggressive with the kids than I expected them to be. Chase Meidroth is here, and he's worthy. He played leadoff. He batted leadoff today for the first time. Edgar Caro is here. Edgar Caro got here today. That's half the catching tandem already. I want Edgar Caro and Kyle Teal to be your catching tandem by midseason. And I was thinking it wouldn't be until midseason. It might be in like a month. Kyle Teal might come up, you know, not too long after this. Caro debuted today. It's a line drive hitter with enough power to hit some bombs. But, like, you've got Shane Smith, you've got Meidroth, and now Edgar Caro. I think you will have Teal eventually. They DFA'd Mike Clevenger yesterday. Today they DFA'd Omar Narvaez. And who else? Somebody, Greg.
The Jones.
Guy, yeah, the Greg Jones, who Tanny just discovered last night. He was very excited to see
him. Yeah, he was rocking some old Gazelle glasses when he was standing on first base.
He had the Dick Allen look going. It was strong, but now he's gone. Because maybe they're going to bring up some of these kids a little sooner rather than later. I love that Caro is here, and I think Teal might come behind him, but maybe it's not going to be the worst thing in the world that they're as bad as they are, because maybe they'll get a little more aggressive. So take that with however many grains of salt you need.
It's fine. It's just, I got my joy from them taking 2 out of 3 from the Bostons. I'm totally fine. And I figured something weird would then happen with them reverting back to being the worst team in baseball, which they immediately did in having Oakland be in town.
Sacramento.
Sorry.
Not even them.
Not even. They're
baseball.
Not even having baseball athletics in town.
Yeah.
Because they don't have home.
The baseball athletics. What a proud franchise. Philly, Kansas
yes!
City, Oakland. You remember what the Oakland home games used to be like? Remember Grant Balfour and all those crowds like punching at invisible ghosts? I know, but they had a vibe out there, man. That wasn't that long ago. It's like 10 years ago.
Well, the thing to me is, couldn't you at least put the elephant up? Is there? Or is that strictly Oakland?
They don't, they're homeless. They belong to a baseball now. Oakland doesn't want any part of them
because they're homeless.
Sacked
they're homeless. Mm-hmm. Tanny, have you seen the version of the piano virtuoso doing that song?
I have not.
I'm going to show it to you during break. It's amazing. I forgot the guy's name, but I have the video saved. It's so good. He blended it in. He was in front of like a classical music audience, and there was like two people in the back that understood what he was doing. It's so beautiful.
Lawrence is talking about Gypsy Woman
by Crystal Waters.
Yes.
And Crystal Waters like jumped into the comments and was like, "This is gorgeous. This is a beautiful way to redo that song." So I'm going to share this with Tanny during the break. But when we come back, Grody is here. I just saw him in the hallway. There he is!
Yeah, there's two reasons. Take the North Live is happening at the top of the hour, which is awesome. And then all the Bears assistant coaches talked earlier today. Mark Grody was there and will bring us the best of it. Take the North Live?
Take the North Live!
Yeah! At 6 o'clock tonight on The Score.